The following is an audio program of Conscious Evolution Institute and HGH.TV. Study displays the benefits of resveratrol. Scientists have recently come to the conclusion that resveratrol has the ability to produce significant benefits in regard to anti-aging, as well as overall health and wellness. A recent study conducted by Harvard medical scientists confirms a long-standing hypothesis that resveratrol is an incredibly beneficial supplemental nutrient. One of the most well-known sources of resveratrol is red wine, although red grapes confer the benefit as well, in addition to dark chocolate and other foods. Resveratrol increases SIRT1 release. This piece of research was conducted in early March of 2013 and illuminates the process by which resveratrol interacts with the human physiology. Researchers found that resveratrol works by increasing the secretion of a hormone known as SIRT1. SIRT1 is a hormone which is intricately linked to cellular efficiency and longevity. SIRT1 also increases the body's resistance to disease by increasing the rate of mitochondrial activity. In addition to discovering how resveratrol is able to stimulate hormone production, scientists have also discovered the exact genetic link which causes resveratrol to produce its stimulative effects. The researchers also hypothesized that a number of pharmaceuticals now in the process of clinical assessment may be able to stimulate these same benefits in regard to longevity. Researchers optimistic about resveratrol. The research team responsible for this discovery is incredibly excited and optimistic about the findings of the study. The lead researcher, Dr. David Sinclair, explains that resveratrol achieves something that he has yet to witness from any other drug. The rate at which resveratrol increases mitochondrial metabolism is absolutely unprecedented. Dr. Sinclair is a genetics professor at Harvard Med School. He is also a scientific consultant, as well as one of the founders of Certrus, a company related to the pharmaceutical giant GlaxoSmithKline. Sinclair goes on to say that there are very few drugs that have the capacity to increase cellular metabolism, and that most drugs that interact at this level actually block or depress this form of metabolism. Resveratrol is an antioxidant as well as a phytoalexin. Although Western scientists are just beginning to learn about resveratrol, it is a chemical which is present in nature, most commonly in cocoa and grapes. In countries such as Japan and China, resveratrol has been used as an herbal treatment for centuries. Resveratrol belongs to a potent class of compounds known as antioxidants that preserve cellular health at the molecular level, safeguarding the cells from outside damage, as well as damage caused by internal processes of organic function. Resveratrol not only has antioxidant capabilities, it also produces anti-inflammatory and immune-strengthening benefits. Resveratrol belongs to a classification known as phytoalexin, which is a group of microscopic compounds which prevent microbes from establishing presence on the plant. In addition to this, phytoalexins have the capacity to increase the resiliency of plants, preserving them from dangers such as environmental change, infection, and excess sunlight. Other benefits of resveratrol. Resveratrol has been found to be connected to a number of different preservative benefits in human beings, safeguarding the body against both diabetes and obesity, while having an immensely positive effect upon the cardiovascular system. In regard to the heart and the bloodstream, resveratrol has been proven to alleviate excess blood clotting, normalize LDL cholesterol levels, and open up blood vessels, reducing blood pressure. Resveratrol also seems to have a stimulative effect upon nitric oxide production. Resveratrol controversy. Was early resveratrol research falsified? Although studies in the past pointed to the potential benefits of resveratrol, earlier researchers were accused of falsifying results in order to make resveratrol look more beneficial than it actually is. In early 2013, rumors began to fly that Dr. Deepak Das, the author of a number of studies regarding resveratrol, was serially fluffing up the results. The results of this study vindicate Dr. Das and provide further evidence that resveratrol produces specific benefits in ways that have not been replicated anywhere else in nature. There were two primary sources of conflict in regard to Dr. Das's study. The first conflict was primarily in regard to the data itself. Many researchers questioned whether resveratrol was actually increasing the release of SIRT1 directly, or if some other conflicting influence was actually producing the displayed benefit. The second conflict inferred something more sinister. Sometimes scientists were so awed by the level of SIRT1 stimulation that they did not believe that the results could be produced without outside tampering. They believed that the vastly increased SIRT1 activation was the result of researcher manipulation rather than natural biological process. New resveratrol study resolves controversy. In this Harvard resveratrol study, researchers came to the conclusion that high levels of resveratrol are likely to be incredibly beneficial in preserving the health of aging men and women. Dr. Sinclair explains that he and his staff had worked for 6 years in order to prove that resveratrol does indeed increase SIRT1 production, and that they had their first confirmation in 2006, using laboratory mice in order to show proof of benefit. After 2006, the goal of research went from proving the impact of resveratrol to uncovering the underlying genetic component which causes resveratrol to activate within the human body. Surprisingly, the conclusion that the researchers came to was incredibly clean-cut. How does resveratrol work? In the process of attempting to showcase the link between SIRT1 and resveratrol, researchers found that resveratrol was chemically very similar to a few different natural amino acids, including tryptophan, which is common in certain meats and food products such as turkey. After discovering a potential link between tryptophan and resveratrol, they attempted to activate SIRT1 molecules in a laboratory setting in order to more fully establish the link. They were successful. After making this link, Dr. Sinclair and his research team studied 2,000 separate mutations of the SIRT1 gene in order to find out exactly in what manner resveratrol functioned. As they studied these various mutations, they discovered one form of mutated gene which did not respond to resveratrol stimulation. After they pinpointed the location of the resveratrol activation point, they were able to go into normal genes and turn off that single gene in an otherwise perfectly normal genetic code. Scientists cultured skin and muscle cells that had the gene for resveratrol turned off. Then they tested the culture with resveratrol and other pharmaceuticals which impacted the same gene. In control cells, resveratrol produced its hypothesized stimulatory function. Experimental cells no longer benefited from resveratrol exposure. Dr. Sinclair's resveratrol study answers many questions. Dr. Sinclair says that this was the study that connected all of the dots. After conducting this research, it became perfectly clear that resveratrol does in fact stimulate SIRT1 secretion. Now that the researchers have made the connections, this paves the way for further scientific study in order to look at how resveratrol stimulates SIRT1 production and re-engineer the hormone in order to produce an even stronger stimulative effect. The doctor is not only interested in producing a more robust and stimulative form of resveratrol, he wants to learn more about the benefits of resveratrol and commit to further scientific study in order to examine the capacity of resveratrol to benefit healthy individuals. Resveratrol research enlightens our understanding of aging. Therapeutic resveratrol treatment is very near on the horizon, and the benefits seem to be astounding. These benefits in regard to resveratrol provide further evidence that the aging process is more complicated and less inevitable than we previously imagined. Every year, it is going to get easier to break the threshold of 100 years. Although some aspects of aging are irreversible, it is becoming clear that more and more conditions which were once thought to be simply the result of aging are actually the result of hormone imbalance and other medical issues which are actually damaging health. One day we may even find that the majority of aging symptoms are the result of malfunctions of this sort. The process of evolution was not designed to produce an ageless man, but it is becoming clear that there are numerous ways that we can chemically and biologically alter our personal physiology in order to alter and prolong the normal, common track of human life and existence. Many scientists are intrigued by the possibilities of resveratrol. There are many in the scientific community that share Dr. Sinclair's enthusiasm about resveratrol. Dr. Leonard Gorenti, another Sartre's science consultant and MIT biologist, believes that resveratrol is the real deal. He believes that resveratrol research and development will inevitably lead to profoundly beneficial results and financial success for those that invest in resveratrol. Resveratrol converting skeptics. The findings of this study are so clear and certain that they are even converting former skeptics and detractors into believers. Dr. Brian Kennedy, CEO and president of the Buck Institute for Research on Aging, was once incredibly skeptical in regard to initial resveratrol research because he did not believe that positive results in yeast would carry over into human physiology. Now that early research has been supported, and it has been shown that resveratrol indeed activates human cells, Dr. Kennedy has changed his mind about resveratrol and is optimistic that further research will yield real benefits. It is becoming increasingly clear that in spite of how different we seem, living organisms share an immense and awe-inspiring level of biological continuity. This article was a production of the Conscious Evolution Institute and HGH.TV. If you found this article informative, we encourage you to visit our website, or shoot us an email today.